Ciao. So yesterday we learned that Ahaziah got sick. He had an accident, he got sick. And he started sending shluchim to Baal Zvuv, Elohei Ekron. Basically, he was asking to find out from the Avodah Zarah. He was being Dervish in Avodah Zarah. Could somebody check if the mic is on? It just doesn't sound. It's on? It's not getting any feedback. So, it says in the pasuk like this. So, this was a tremendous aver. You're talking about. This is like a triple-decker avera, what happened here. But number one, Avodah Zarah. Number one, Melech Yisrael Nachzitzu. When a Melech Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah, or Abzrayu Avodah Zarah, it's 20 times worse. But then to add to all of that, we know that when a person has a tzora, Moshe's machloek is Rambam and Ramban. If every day there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven, machloek is Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds that midaraisa, a Jew is chayiv to daven every day. That's the Rambam shita. The Ramban argues with the Rambam. So the Ramban agrees that tefillah conceptually is deraisa. There's a mitzvah called tefillah. Lo avdei b'chol avavchem zut tefillah. The Rambam agrees. That tefillah is the raisa, the Ramban, but he says you're not chayiv to do it every day. So B'chaim Brisk actually says a chiddush. He says that according to the Ramban, all three tefillahs that we daven every day are the raisa. That means although the Ramban holds you not mechuyif to daven b'chlal every day, but tefillah is the raisa. So according to the Ramban, that there's a chiyuv the raisa once a day, that's it. So one tefillah a day is the raisa. Let's say shachris is the raisa. I'm not going to go into that why it's not ma'ariv. And then mincha ma'ariv with the rabbanon. According to the Ramban, you're not chayiv to daven at all every day mid the raisa, but every tefillah you daven is a kiyum mitzvah the raisa. But the Ramban says as follows: the Ramban says that if somebody has a tzora. Litzoyk el Hashem ve'eis tzora, that's the raisa. When you have a tzora, you have to call out to Hashem. Separate mitzvah. That means that even the Rishonim who hold that you're not mechuyev every day to daven, but litzoyk el Hashem ve'eis tzora that you chayev to do. And in fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainis that when somebody has a tzora and they don't attribute, he learns that's the whole idea of a tainis. What's a tainis? Tainis means a tzora happens. You recognize it comes from Hashem because you did a chet. That's the idea of a tainus. That's the whole idea of a tainus. So here, Ahaziah, on top of being Oved Avodah Zarah, on top of him being a melech, he's in an eis tzora. He has a chiyuv to go to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and instead he goes to Avodah Zarah. Interesting it is that the Novi, Eliyahu HaNovi, is given a nevuah to give over to Ahaziah, but listen to the lashon. Umalach Hashem dibel Eliyahu HaTishbi. Okay. Eliyahu HaTishbi gets a nevuah, and I'll read you the nevuah. Rebbe Fold Oilem learned the Perek Aleph already? Not yet. When are they starting? Now. Okay, so we'll touch it. Umalach Hashem dibel Eliyahu HaTishbi. The Malach Hashem came to speak to Eliyahu HaTishbi. And what does he tell him? Kum alei likras malachei melech shamon v'dib aleim ha-mibli ein Elohim b'Yisrael atem holchem lidrash b'baal zvu v'lehei akrein. So the Novi Eliyahu HaNovi tells Ahaziah, what, there's no God in Klal Yisrael? Ha-mibli ein Elohim b'Yisrael? Is there no God in Klal Yisrael that you're going to the Avodah Zarah? So the Mokal Gifter asks Akasha, what kind of Musar is that? The Mokal Gifter asks, he says, I don't understand. Avodah Zarah is also whether the Shechina, whether you have a Beis HaMikdash or you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Why does Eliyahu HaNavi say, it's a Pella, his Lashon is, Ami B'li'ein Elikim B'Yisrael. Zokta Haloi, who cares? Afilu La'acha Shenestalka Shechina B'Yisrael, Osa Lidroish B'Baal Zvuv. Pella, yeah? So Matul Gifter is asking, Rav Gifter is asking, why does the Navi here say, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Achazi, he says, how do you go to Avodah Zarah? There's a Shechina, there's a Beis HaMikdash. How do you go to Avodah Zarah? Right? It sounds like if the Beis HaMikdash would be Chorev, would it be no Nevi'im? If already Chagas, Chayim, Malachi were not here anymore, then he wouldn't have a Tain, Eliyahu HaNavi. What kind of business is that? He wouldn't have a Tain. You're going to Avodah Zarah. Today a person can have to go to Avodah Zarah, to be Derech Avodah Zarah. The Pella. So I always held that these psukim here from Ramotel Gifter's question is a raya to Rabbi Yankiv's Yisoid. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky's Atzal had a great Yisoid. Great Yisoid. My kids always ask me about the Shadim. They're very interested about the Shadim. What's with the Shadim? Where are they? Do they still exist? Right? So I told them the Shadim already are Hochu Loy Lo Mehem. We're not very worried about the Shadim. Yeah? You could take them on. Any of you could take any of the Shadim that are left over. They're dissipated. You know what's going on with the Shadim. They're gone, right? Rabbi Leo says also. They're gone. Trek Rabbi Yankiv. In the time of Chazal, there were Shadim. You go through the Sugyan Kedushin, they had these dragon looking like Shadim with a bunch of heads. Nishpash the Mises. The Olam remembers from Kedushin what's going on there. With a bunch of heads, each head got knocked off with the tefillin. You can push the Mises. Today we don't meet those kind of people, devil, right? Baruch Hashem. So Mises, what happened to them? What happened to witchcraft? There used to be real witchcraft. The time of Chazal, there was machshefes, real witches. I'm not talking about from the world of Oz. There was real witches. Witches is shekel. But there was real fake witches. It existed. They're flying around in broomsticks. What happened? Listen to what he says. Rabbi Yankiv said, the Eibishter made in the Bria that there should always be Bechira. Every person has free will. Every person has free will. Why today is there so many Yetzirahs? You know why there's so many Yetzirahs today? Because there's so much Torah available today. Look how much Torah is available today. Today a guy can get Shiurim and call out Torah Kula on any language and any speed and any whatever he wants. There's so much good available today. Mimele, if that's all we had, imagine if Google, the only thing you could get on Google or Yahoo is Shiurei Hashas. Unbelievable. Wherever you would go, shas. That's all. We'd all be shasidim. Right? So therefore, the Abish, according to how much, the good and the bad always are there in the same power. So you should have bechira. You should have free will. So Rabbi Yankiv said that gvaldig achap. Listen to this, you'll enjoy it. He says, when we had Nevi'im, right? When we had Bali Moifsim, right? So then you also needed that there should be on the bad side, bad guys that could do miracles. Because otherwise there'd be no free will. If only the Nevi'im could make people fly, but the witches can't, so there would be no Bechir. You remember this, Rabbi Yankiv, right? Now you do. Yeah? There'd be no Bechir. So the Eibishter always made Memela today that the Koyach HaRa is not there. The Koyach HaTov is we don't have the Vim, we don't have Bali Ruach HaKodesh, we don't have Tchias HaMesim, we don't have people lifting people up from the grave like Eliyahu HaNavi was able to do, or even the Amirohim. Right? So Rabbi was able to bring Avzera back. No problem, Shechtan today, bring him back tomorrow. Today we can't do that. That's why I don't Shecht anybody. So man sagt, jetzt so, aber ich noch ach, ich kann es machen, ich trinke es am Ja? Amor, der Geist ist, das so, das passt, wir sollen uns schächten, dann möchte ich trinke es am Essen. I can't do it. You're very happy that I can't do it, huh? He's very happy. Yeah? So the mice say, it's such a gewaltige pshat. Rabbi Yankov said, the koyach ha'an, the koyach ha'tev. Memel, that's the pshat. If Ahazi was living in a generation where there were no Nevi'im, then Elio HaNavi couldn't have the same time on him that he's going to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah had their falsha moifsim, they had their falsha miracles that they would perform. So then, he didn't have Bechira. But that's why the Navi tells him, Hamibli ain Elohim be Yisrael. The Shechin is in Klal Yisrael. There's Nevi'im. There's Ruach HaKodesh. Why are you going to the bad guys for? The Taina would only be a Taina the way Rabbi Yankov is learning it's Gevaldik. So what's Rav Gifter asking? Rav Gifter is asking, Avodah Zarah is Asur anyway. It's true. But if there would be Avodah Zarah with miracles, and on the Koyach HaToiv there wouldn't be miracles, then it would be less of a Taina. Because then the Bechira is not there. The Bechira Chofshi is not there. And that's the concept. The way Rabbi Yankov never stole Su, he never connected it to this Perek in the beginning of Malachim Beis, but I hold that that's Pshat. When the Navi tells Ahaziah, Hamibli ain Elohim be Yisrael, that's what he's trying to say. What are you doing over there? Anyway, Eliyahu Navi here is called the Ish Elohim. As Ish Teitin Pasuk, right? Ish Elohim. Pasuk says that Eliyahu Navi gave the Nevuah. Obviously, Ahazi wasn't very happy with the Nevuah. The Nevuah was basically that he's finished. The Nevuah was he's not going to have a Refuah Shleima. He's done. He's roasted. V'dibar to koyom Hashem. Hamita sha'olisa sham lo yisera. This is not a good Nevuah for you. The bed that you fell into, meaning your sickness, you're not getting back up. You're dead. You're finished. Anyway, he wasn't very upset. He wasn't very happy. See, he sent Malachim to Eliyahu Navi, Shluchim to get Eliyahu Navi. Vayishlach sa'achamishim. This is the famous story where Eliyahu Navi burns them all up. Anyway, Vateir Eish min Hashemayim, Vatoichal, it ate up the whole chevra. Because this is what happened. One set of group. But if you look at the Pasuk, it says clearly, Isho Elohim. Vayomu, they told the king, what did we see? We saw Isho Elohim. We saw a man, Isho Elohim. Why is he called an Isho Elohim, Eliyahu Navi? Stavka called Isho Elohim over here. So Rabbi Yankov Zatzal had a gewaltig pshat, why he's called Isho Elohim. Rabbi Yankov said like this, we find in the whole tkuf of Moshe Rabbeinu is also called Isho Elohim. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's title is, Isho Elohim. So Rabbi Yankov said like this, if you look for the 40 years Klal Yisrael in the desert, whenever we had a tzara, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu never told Klal Yisrael, okay, I'll take care of it for you. He went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That means today you go to a Rebbe, right? So the Rebbe can give you a bracha. He doesn't have to go say, 1 second, let me check with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, you'll have a full shleimah. Moshe Rabbeinu never does that. Moshe Rabbeinu, you come to me, you need food. He says, okay, let me check with the Ribbono Shel Olam what he can do for you. L'chor tzapela, no? Every Rebbe that lived from the time of the Baal Shem Tov makes miracles without going back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. People have gone to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to get a bracha. Reb Chaim will give him a bracha. He doesn't say, oh, let me check with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gives him a bracha. Done, taken care of. Refuah Shleima, don't worry, no problem. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon HaNeviim, always goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he comes back, he says, Hashem said this. He doesn't just give you on the spot. He doesn't say it's okay. It's going to be taken care of. Why not? Moshe is less than a Rebbe? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? So the Or Samech says a gewaltig vort. He says it's the other way around. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a high level Navi that people would think that he does things on his own without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he was on such a high level, People would make a mistake to think Chas v'Shalom, because he has his own independence. He has his own tricks. So Moshe always went back to Rabbanu Shalom. He always went back to Rabbanu Shalom. Says the Meshech Chochma, the only time in 40 years he didn't go back to Rabbanu Shalom was one time by Korach. Because that's where they questioned this whole thing. Bistay, you're nothing. Oh, so now he's able to do it himself. But other than that, except for Korach, every other time, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Rabbanu Shalom. Right? He says, that's the Pshat Ish Olekim. Moshe Rabbeinu always showed people he's an Ish. They shouldn't think he's Elohim. That's why he's always called Ish Olekim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life, he made sure that people should realize whatever he has is only coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. Ish Olekim. And that was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi's godless was that even though he was Mechubar to Shemaim, he was a Malach, he came down to give his Nevuah, and here he's burning people up like it's going out of style, he still managed to be an Ish Olekim. The people who saw him realized, you know, he's not a god. That's the godless of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the greatness of Eliyahu HaNavi. It fits with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that when Eliyahu HaNavi comes down to this earth, as a person, he has a din of a boss of a dom. Because Chassam Sofer is a great kasha. We know Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Shabbos, the Gemara says, in Erevin. Right? Why? Huh? Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos. Tchum. Erev Shabbos Tirche, you're right. And on Shabbos is a Tchum. Eliyahu HaNavi can't come from Chutz L'Tchum. He can't come, he comes from Shemayim, he can't come on Shabbos. It's too far of a trip. It's Avakasha. By every bris that you go to on Shabbos, they have a Kisei Shel Eliyahu, right? Why? How's Eliyahu HaNavi coming? How do we have Koy Shel Eliyahu by the Seder? Chutz L'Tchum. Can't come, it's out of the Tchum. No? Zok Tachsam Sofer, that when Eliyahu HaNavi comes down as a human being, then he has to keep the Torah. When he comes down as Malach, he doesn't have to keep the Torah. He's both. And that's why by a bris, what do we say? Zekisei Shel Eliyahu Malach HaBris. He's coming as Malach. As Malach he could come even on Shabbos. But when he's going to be Mevasa, the Geula, Mashiach's time, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come as a person. Then he has to keep Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he can't come on Shabbos, because it's outside of the Tchum. That's the Pshat. Baal Koponim, that was the godless of Eliyahu HaNavi, why he's called Ish Olekim, because even though he performed the greatest miracles, he always made sure people realize it's not me. I'm just an Ish. It's Rabbanu Shalom. That's the godless of Eliyahu HaNavi.